First date was great. Then, radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
And we are talking to Ethan. Good morning, Ethan.
Good morning, guys.
Hi. So you went on a first date with a girl named Amanda, and obviously everything went great as far as you're concerned on that date. So tell us about the date. Where did you go? What'd you do? And why do you think it was so great?
We went to a pretty decent restaurant, and we really connected. We laughed, we joked, we flirted. I usually have a pretty good read, and I don't understand why she kind of disappeared.
Okay, and she did. She ghosted you. You have not heard from her since, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Well, we have her on hold, and we're going to get an answer out of her.
We hope.
And maybe we can get you a second date, okay?
All right, yeah.
Okay.
An answer would be great. Second date. I mean, I'm not crossing my fingers on that, but.
Okay.
All right. So Ethan's now on hold. Amanda, are you there?
Hi.
It's Gavin and Katie on the Wake Up Call, and you are on the second date update. And we just got done talking to Ethan. Ethan went on a first date with you, and he said that date was great. But then he said that you did not contact him at all, even though he reached out to you. So what is, you don't want a second date with him, correct?
He picked up the check, which is great. You know, I'm a lady. I want the man to pay for me. But he put his credit card down, and it had a woman's name on it. It was like a woman's name and then his last name. And I was like, is this his wife's card? Like, is he married? Like, I believe he is married. Like, I think he fully has a credit card with his wife, and he brought it to the date.
So the card.
And he used it to pay for the date?
That had to have been a mistake, right? Like, that had to have been him grabbing the wrong card.
Or he knows that she doesn't look at the bills or something and wouldn't notice that there was a charge on there.
Well, no, they probably got, it's like my wife and I have a credit card that we both use, but she has one with her name on it and I have one with my name on it.
I mean, I guess so, but also maybe he just thought that she wouldn't notice. Like, I don't look at somebody's name on their card.
Amanda. Yeah. Yeah. Amanda wouldn't notice. That's okay. Hold on a second. Let's get Ethan back on here. Ethan, are you there?
Yeah.
There's your answer.
Right. That didn't ever occur to you? That maybe the being married part?
No, it did not.
We're laughing.
I know. What?
I'm not married.
You are not
married. That is not my wife's card. I don't have a wife.
Are you separated or divorced?
No.
So whose card was that?
It's my mother's.
It's your mother's credit card? And like,
I'm sorry. You brought your mother's credit card to the date? Sorry, guys. That's
no.
So weird.
Feel free to address this, because this is addressable.
Why did you have her card?
Oh, man. Yeah, I know. She offered to, like, hook me up. We could have a nice date and go somewhere good. And I kind of just hoped you wouldn't see it. Didn't really pay attention.
So is this because you couldn't afford to pay for the dinner, or your mom was trying to be kind?
She was just trying to be kind, and I mean, hey, I'm going to say no.
I don't think that matters.
Really? I mean, I don't know if
your mom paid for the date.
If she was just like, here's some cash,
you
and then
say
you use that on the. I mean, if it's just money, but if it's a card, that's pretty bad.
I say you say no. You turn it down.
Like, why?
Because if you don't have the money to date somebody.
He's not saying that he doesn't have the money.
Okay,
he's,
well then don't rely on your parents then. If you don't need the money, then don't rely on your parents. That's humiliating.
I am a big fan of somebody wants to give you money, take the money. But, I mean, if.
How old are you, Ethan? How old are you?
38.
Yes, that is humiliating.
Oh.
Amanda, what? are you stunned or what's going on? You're not saying anything.
That's so embarrassing. I'm sorry. Like, sorry to be doing this on the radio, but that's gross. So I hope you're able to find someone who wants your mom to pay for your date.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, apology accepted. I set myself up for this.
Did he say apology? I don't know what.
I don't know.
I don't think anybody apologized to you.
All right.
I don't have any apologies to offer. So
I think, Ethan, you've got the self-awareness to know, like, this is not good. Does your mom pay for a lot of stuff in your life?
No, I mean, very rarely. Usually, like, I give her money.
Okay, I don't understand what's going on here, but okay. Well, Amanda, no second date, right?
Yeah, I think I'm good on that.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, Ethan, you and your mom have fun. And that was the second date update on the Wake Up Call. Now I have to take a short break. And when we come back, Netflix is about to launch a reality game show that is based on one of the most divisive board games ever created. More details at 6.